This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and it is the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231 and bring up whatever's on your mind. That's 800-259-9231. It is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. You know those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. We do it free. freetalklive.com. It is a show about your calls. Let's roll right into the phone calls and talk to Will in Hawaii on the amplifier line. Hey, Will.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great. What's up?
About a week ago on Friday, John from New Hampshire had called in and said that he heard John Stoffel being interviewed on a radio talk show, and basically he failed to mention Ron Paul when he was given the opportunity to, like, the show. The host, I think, had asked him which candidate he liked in the Republican debates, and that kind of disappointed me and surprised me, or puzzled me, I guess.
Yeah, me too. I was shocked about that because, Ron Paul is very clearly a libertarian guy, and John Stossel, self-proclaimed libertarian as well. Why on earth wouldn't he mention Ron Paul?
Yeah, exactly. So I was kind of puzzled until a little later in the show, Rebel called in and mentioned that Stossel had also given a speech at a Heritage Foundation dinner, and I guess one of the audience members had asked him about Ron Paul, and he said that he thought he was, I guess, boring, which that kind of jogged my memory because I was at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum talk that John Stossel had given, and I think an audience member had asked him there how could Ron Paul get more media exposure in the mainstream media, and he was really kind of a downer on Ron Paul, from what I remember. He kind of described him as not sexy enough.
That I don't understand. I mean, what is it about all of the other candidates that is sexy? There's not a damn thing about politicians that is sexy or exciting or interesting at all. They're just scum for the most part. So I don't understand why he's trying to act as though Ron Paul is somehow less interesting than these other guys, especially in the wake of, and I don't know if this interview, I'm not sure what the timetable of this interview was that you're referring to, but especially in the wake of Ron Paul's performance in the second debate, where he obviously was the most controversial person on that debate stand.
Yeah,
I mean, he stirred it up.
Yeah, if he was looking for sexy, he got sexy when Giuliani and him went at it. You know, some people agree, some people disagree. But, in fact, Ron Paul, stirred some things up, and he got some name recognition out of it. And that's what his biggest problem is, his name recognition at this point. And I feel like that argument between Ron Paul and Giuliani was the best thing that could have ever happened for him.
So far, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I don't know when the interview was that John from New Hampshire had heard. But yeah, I mean, like, at the Liberty Forum, he seemed really, I mean, I guess, which, like, he seemed really obsessed with looking for sexy content for, 2020, the program that he hosts, which makes sense, from a journalistic sense, but it just seems to me that he can't, or at least, I guess he has a hard time separating his journalistic mind of, what's sexy from his personal opinions on which candidate is best. I mean, it's kind of disappointing that he lets that affect his opinion of which candidate is actually the best, for espousing or for promoting ideas of liberty and freedom, which he seems to claim that he is for.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me. It was a disappointment, and hopefully he'll get his stuff together and not continue to disappoint us as the campaign season rolls on. Will, any other thoughts?
Nope, that's it. Thanks,
guys. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Will mentioned John in New Hampshire, and here he is. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey. Hi, folks. Hey, speaking of John of New Hampshire, here I am. You had a fellow call within the past couple weeks. I'm a little behind on the show, working my crazy hours. Rich from Montana called up. I think he got a little bit of short airtime because he got caught up in a little bit of the conspiracy type stuff, and you guys didn't want to hear that, which is understandable. But he was starting to talk about a video that he did, a program that he does out in Montana. This is a fellow that I met last year at the Pork Fest, and he does this excellent Sovereign Solutions program out in Montana. And seems like a really nice guy and all that, wonderful. And wouldn't you know, I'm trying to think of I recognized the voice when he was on the show, and I'm trying to think of what's the last name. How could I Google that or whatever? Turns out it's Rich Angel with two L's, at the end of his name. So I could Google that and actually find Sovereign Solutions. And then within days, I got the Free State Project, you know, monthly update, whatever it is, on the email.
Right.
And included in that is the video that this fellow has put out. And it's a wonderful example of what the Free State Project is and what is encouraging somebody as far away as Montana, a freedom-loving individual out there. Who
yes, I actually saw this. It was posted over at freestateblogs.net before it made it to the Free State Project website. And
did you notice it ended with an excellent song?
Yeah, it was yours. It was very good. I actually didn't watch the whole thing because a lot of it was...
yeah, it's like 2 hours long.
It's 2 hours long, and a lot of it's sort of the basics
stuff that
you and
know.
I, we already know. But it's
but
a very
people,
good...
But if people are not familiar with some of the, he's incorporated some of the NHFree.com videos that Roger has done.
Yes.
And I'm not quite sure who else did some of them, but a lot of it's Roger's work.
Right, of the Social Security card burning, the UN flag burn.
Stuff.
Russell
and,
getting
and
arrested.
And incorporates that with the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire. Guy does a fantastic job. Now
it was pretty neat. I thought I liked how he approached the show because
as well.
Right, he seemed like a very nice guy, and I liked how he approached the show because he was very clearly doing what was his last episode of his program out in Montana. It's basically a guy with a cable access show like you, Mark.
Right.
And I get with much longer shows. It was 2 hours long. But anyway, he came on by pointing out that, you know, this is my last show, at least here in Montana, because I'm leaving. I'm going to New Hampshire.
Let me tell you, because you said you didn't watch the whole thing, and he goes through this, and he does a great job. He does a lot of the video from, you know, that Roger did for NH3.com and incorporates that, goes back and forth with the 101 reasons to do it. And he's got an excellent demeanor, great, great guy. Like I said, I met him last year. And he ends up signing off, and he gives a little bit of a salute, and he says, you know, farewell, Montana, and I hope to see you liberty-loving people join me in New Hampshire. And he does a little bit of a salute and says, you know, may God be with you, Montana. And he's on his way. He's going to do a several-month thing, and he does his show. And the thing I wanted to mention to you also, by the way, mm-hmm. how much we love liberty-oriented media.
Yes.
This guy's got a great show.
Yeah, the more people like, I mean, really, it's just great. And, John, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. It's great because people who have the ability to manipulate media, create media, whether it be audio or video-based or internet-based, flash media, that sort of thing, they're coming here.
Yep.
And, I mean, we're already here. Free Minds TV is here in Keene. You're doing your own television show now, Mark. And you can actually see Mark's show at freekeene.com. That's where it's available online. A lot of people give me some helpful critique on it, but you know,
it's a cable access
show. Public access, right?
What are you going to do?
The budget is zero,
right? And you know it's not going up,
right? So you know, more people coming in here with the ability to shoot video, to edit video, to create these projects is just going to be a huge benefit to this movement, and I think it's really exciting. Again, you can see a lot of this stuff at freestateblogs.net. NH3.com is another great website as well. A lot of exciting things happening here in New Hampshire. By the way, I wanted to take a quick moment here. I forgot to do it at the top of the show, but I want to welcome our listeners in Grand Rapids who are now joining us for all 3 hours of the Saturday show. So everybody listening on WTKG 1230 in Grand Rapids, welcome aboard for the full 100% of the Saturday program, Free Talk Live. So, 800-259-9231. Lots, of course, exciting things going on here in New Hampshire, and a lot of people are coming up here this summer for Porkfest, which is going to be the Liberty event of the summertime. No doubt about it. In fact, the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest, and it's happening June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to talk with New Hampshire natives and those who've made the move, like us and John, who was just on the phone, attend leadership and activist training seminars, and hear and discuss the progress and the future of the Free State Project.
Right. It's like a big, camping session. Everybody's hanging out. They party late into the night. They have a good time. There's a shooting contest that goes on. There's tours around the state. It'll be fun.
If you love liberty and you've ever felt a little bit alone in the place that you live, you don't have any idea what to expect at a Porkfest. There are going to be hundreds of people who feel the same way that you do,
hundreds.
All in the same place. And the synergy, the excitement, just the atmosphere is incredible. So we recommend it. And get registered for it at porkfest.com or Free Talk Live on the way. You take control.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hello everybody, this is Jimmy Vaughn, and I want to invite all who love liberty to come out Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 to 10 p.m. and support the only man for president, Ron Paul. This will be his first fundraiser in Austin. So be there or be square. I'll be there playing my guitar along with some other special guests, and we want everybody to come out and have a good time.
The Ron Paul for President Rally and Fundraiser will be at the Texas History Museum in Austin, Texas, at Congress and MLK on Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 till 10 p.m. For ticket or donation info, call 512-250-8649. Again, that's 512-250-8649.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right, the secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-771-8424. That's 1-800-771-8424. 1-800-771-8424.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features for free, including live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version waiting for you on our website at freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Johnson in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Johnson.
Hey, I've got a moral question for you guys and for the listeners, a libertarian morality sort of quandary.
Okay.
I think it was last week you guys were reporting on the whole situation that happened with Opie and Anthony and them being censored by XM.
Right, right.
And what's happened in regard to this is I immediately, as soon as I found out about that, I suspended my XM account. And what I found out since then is that I was sort of wondering, why isn't my XM account off, and it's now 4 days later, and my XM unit is still activated and working. Well, I found out that XM is postponing the cancellation of those subscriptions because they have a large meeting with their stockholders coming up very, very soon. So what they're doing is they're sort of postponing those cancellations until after that stockholder meeting. And the question that I have is, on one of the Opie and Anthony websites, a site called blackbag.com, they also have the people against censorship.com, they've sort of been having this ongoing discussion in regards to this. They have the SEC form available to be submitted for people, because what's going on is XM is violating a very potent SEC regulation in the fact that they are deceiving their shareholders.
Right, they're Enroning this whole deal.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
They're fabricating assets that they do not have. They're saying that we have this many subscribers. They do not have that many subscribers because that many, X number of them have canceled.
Yeah,
and
according
so
to a poll, according to a poll on the PeopleAgainstCensorship.com, and this is one very new website, over 5,000 people have canceled or suspended, and that's just
allegedly. We don't know the number.
Poll. Well, yeah, that's based on that. That's what I'm saying. It's based on a poll on a very new website. So chances are that number is probably much higher.
Okay.
Which
the possibility is it's higher. And I obviously we haven't been able to back up what you're saying about what XM is doing, but it sounds likely.
Right. Well, I'll throw it allegedly on there.
Okay.
But I know this. I canceled my account 5 days ago, and it's still not off.
Right. And and you're not the only one. From what I've read about this situation, there are multiple people who have been surprised to discover that they're still getting XM service, even though they've canceled their accounts.
Mm.
So you're not the only one.
When I went to go cancel my my subscription, XM did offer me a free month of service, and I said, no, I don't want to support the company in any way as long as you guys are going to be censoring and not making, the decision to support your talent and to be what you're advertised as being, which is uncensored radio.
Right. Now, I have no problem with a company censoring its content, but Opie and Anthony really are known for this sort of content. People pay a premium or pay money in order to be to listen to the show. I mean, that's what they're wanting. That's what they're providing. And to, get all scared and weird about
it. They have their own channel. People didn't find that by accident.
Right.
Now, before you get to your quandary, I just want to point out that this has kind of been an interesting situation with this whole Opie and Anthony being suspended, in that you would expect advertisers to be complaining about content. In this case, advertisers are pulling their ads from XM because they suspended their hosts. Mm. So, there's an adult services, some sort of an adults only services, website or company that's pulled out. There's a coffee company that has pulled out, and they're angry. They're saying, hey, why aren't you standing behind your talent in this case? So we're just going to pull our ads, and people are pulling their subscriptions. It's hitting them where it hurts. That's for sure.
By the way, Mark, you should give all these sponsors a call. They support free speech. So.
Good point. I don't know any of them. There's a list of them in the article.
I will let you know. I know who they are. But the other thing is that's kind of interesting about this is that Bill O'Reilly on his show had a guest, Megyn Kelly, who was on recently, and she made a rape joke on his show that was later to be about Opie and Anthony and talking about what you can and can't get away with in radio now.
Gotcha.
And there was no outcry against Bill O'Reilly.
So what is the quandary? You say that they've got this form on their website to fill out, to send a report to the SEC. How does that play into your question?
Well, the thing is, okay, do you, as a libertarian, obviously the only body of, the only organization that could regulate this sort of thing and sort of police this fraud that XM is perpetrating on its shareholders is the SEC. I mean, so the only group that's going to fine XM or deal, you know, any sort of punishment to them right now currently is a governmental body. It's an existing body. So the question is, do you, you know, as a libertarian, or do I, I should ask, does one report that?
I want to answer it from both sides. And I would say that there could be a libertarian argument, I guess, made, or at least a logical argument made in favor of filling out the form, in that XM decided to be a corporation, and when they decided to be a corporation, they agreed to be regulated by these regulatory agencies, and so therefore it's fair game to do that sort of thing. However, I would not do it personally because it's still involving the government in a dispute between you and a company. And also, even if these reports are filed and the SEC cracks down on XM, what good's that going to do? It's just going to fine XM several hundred thousand dollars or whatever the fine would end up being, maybe millions of dollars, which of course is just going to increase their costs, and maybe they're going to pass that on to their subscribers later on down the line. I mean, I don't know. It just doesn't seem like to me that will really do anything. What do you think?
Well, aside from the fact of what you're saying, you know, about getting them, trying to get them in trouble and report, but it's also a matter of my desire to report that to the SEC is really also a matter of getting the information out so that the SEC kind of has an idea of how many people have dropped their subscriptions so that that number can get back to the XM shareholders. In other words, I'm sort of
yeah, but this is a government agency.
To punish XM, but
this is a government agency they're talking about. I mean, it's going to be months before any action's taken at all. I mean, by that time, the word will be out about their subscription loss.
Yeah, I guess that's true. So, maybe. I don't know if that's true, actually, because this meeting, this shareholder meeting, is supposedly supposed to take place very, very shortly. And I would think that because of that date, that the SEC may react quickly on this, or at least, I don't know if numbers will be presented, but I don't know.
I wouldn't say that'd be likely, just knowing the government and how it operates. But, Mark, what do you think? What would you do if you're in Johnson's shoes here?
I'm kind of stuck in the same quandary. I can't say what I would do. I don't generally like involving policing bodies. You never know what sort of unintended consequences you get. But I do feel like those shareholders have the right to know. And there's no other way for you really to get in contact with them. I think that the SEC way may be the way to go.
Johnson, thanks for the call. What would you do in this situation? 800-259-9231. A bit of a libertarian quandary. Most people, you know, without principles, they don't care. They would get the government involved. They would step in and fill out the SEC forms. For me, I try to resolve my problems without using government. And so I just couldn't do it. I couldn't bring myself to do it. If I found that was unscrupulous, I would just not continue to patronize XM. More on the way. Your thoughts as well. Free Talk Live.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skin, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USC-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer, but every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, including the bulletin board system. Over 225,000 posts. Over 1,400 people interacting. Lots of funds and serious issues being discussed as well. So take a look-see. bbs.freetalklive.com. Get interactive. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Do you know if your hard-earned wealth is at risk? If you have a business, there's a 1 in 3 chance you'll be named a lawsuit in the next year. That lawsuit could destroy your business and leave you penniless. At KeepYourAssets.net, they are experts in sheltering what you've earned. Go to KeepYourAssets.net and take their asset protection crash course today. That's KeepYourAssets.net.
So Johnson called in from Connecticut a few moments ago and gave us a bit of a libertarian quandary. Because as libertarians, we don't believe in the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. So if there's something that you want done in the world, then you should do it on a voluntary basis and encourage others to do the same. So to that end, most libertarians try to stay out of governmental involvement. We don't want, you know, if we're getting on the air and saying that, you know, we don't want, for instance, all these government programs around and all these government services, we'd rather the marketplace provide them, then it would make us a bit hypocritical if we were to be found, say, taking government subsidies or something like that, or getting involved with the government in some way that would benefit us.
Right.
And so Johnson pointed out the situation with XM radio, XM satellite radio, and the Opie and Anthony show, which is this explicit show that they have on an explicit channel where everybody knows that if you listen to this channel, you're going to hear something filthy.
Right.
And so they said something that they had talked about rape and that offended somebody, and then they suspended Opie and Anthony over the comments. And a bunch of listeners to the show have gone ahead and called XM to cancel their subscription as a result of them suspending their hosts, and which I think is a great thing to do. It's a great market-based thing to do. However, it seems that somebody at XM is playing some games, and they're not actually unsubscribing the people that have called to cancel their subscriptions. because there's apparently a shareholders meeting coming up soon, one of those quarterly deals.
Right.
Shareholders meeting coming up, and so that way they don't have to report to their shareholders this loss in subscriptions because of the Opie and Anthony fans canceling out. And so the question was, as a libertarian who, Johnson, who was a listener to their show, who has canceled and still has not actually had his account canceled, should he fill out government paperwork, the SEC, which is the regulatory agency that regulates, you know, the stock market corporations?
Right,
that's the
Securities and Exchange Commission.
So should he fill out the government paperwork and essentially snitch out XM to the government bureaucrats? I say no. I say that what good is it going to do? I mean, even if you successfully snitch these guys out, what down the line is going to be the outcome of it? It seems to me that the worst case scenario would be that they would slap them with some sort of a fee, which inevitably would enrich the government. It wouldn't go to the subscribers or Opie and Anthony or anything like that. It would just impoverish the company and enrich the government. And that's not a good solution.
And I say yes because the shareholders deserve to know this information. This is the policing organization for this. And it clearly XM, if they are doing this, which I believe they are,
mm-hmm.
If they're doing this, they're doing something wrong and they deserve to be punished for it.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Matt in Illinois on the Amplifier line. Hello, Matt.
Good evening, gentlemen.
What's on your mind?
I was calling about the Opie and Anthony thing, the quandary this gentleman from Connecticut was having.
Yes.
And I agree with Ian on this, that you should not go to the FCC. There's several reasons.
Okay.
First, this best thing we need is to give this government body a reason to exist.
Mm.
We need to if we're going to try to get rid of government agencies, we need to stop using them.
Absolutely.
There's no shortage of bureaucrats not doing anything, though. I think it'll continue to crawl along on its own. They'll find their own stuff to do. But go ahead.
I'm sure they will, but we don't need to be helping them by giving them reasons to exist.
Okay.
The other thing is, in answer to Merck's suggestion that these people deserve to know, yeah, I don't care anything about XM. I don't have XM. I really could give two doggy doo-doos as to what happens to XM or what they're about. Now, I know that this is going on. If you're a shareholder and you don't know that this is going on, something's wrong with you. You didn't do your homework. And if I'm a shareholder of XM right now, I'm getting out. I'm not waiting for numbers. I don't care how many people have canceled. I know there's people canceling. I know something's wrong. I'm getting out. So if these shareholders don't know, it's their own fault. They're not doing their homework. They're not looking into things enough. Buyer beware.
Yeah, I would have to say if I were a shareholder, I would probably be paying attention, hopefully, to the situation. And my first question at a meeting like that would be, well, how many cancellations have you had? And see what they said. But I agree with you. It's their responsibility. Caveat emptor. Any other thoughts,
right,
Matt?
Yeah, and even if you do, be aware that they're likely to lie.
They're likely to what?
To lie.
To
tell you something that's not true. If they had a whole bunch of people pull out, they're likely to do what they're doing here.
Yep.
And, you know, not tell you, oh, these guys aren't canceled yet.
Right.
In fact, my mother, I think, owns some XM stereo radio stock, and I should probably tell her that.
There you go. Matt, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. So if you've got some advice as to what Johnson should do, or anybody else who's a libertarian in that situation. It's quite a situation, isn't it? It's a nice little issue.
And if you've got some XM stock, sell.
Well, it's already dropped, hasn't it? I mean, it's been dropping since that happened.
Well, do you want to hang on while it continues to go down?
No, I wouldn't. No, absolutely not. But that's a good issue because, you know, really put your principles to the test. You want to see these guys be honest, but at the same time, You don't want to necessarily violate your own principles. And I don't think it's really going to matter in the wash. You know, if a bunch of reports come in and the SEC investigates and then they slap a fine against XM, well, that's not going to do any good. It's just going to raise their rates to their advertisers or raise their rates down the line, you know, as far as the company. If the SEC fines XM, what's that going to do to the stock price? Wouldn't that actually hurt the stockholders more? How about that? I mean, I don't know much about the stock market and how it all works, but it would seem to me that if the company's failing,
yeah,
the stock's not going to do so well. And so to slap several hundred thousand dollars of a fine on XM, it's not going to hurt. That's not going to do good things for their bottom line.
No.
So I would say stay away from it. Let's continue with the calls. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. Dave in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind, Dave?
Wanted to give you an update on an important event that's coming up in New Hampshire on Monday in the State House. They're going to have a hearing on a proposed seatbelt law, which would be if it were passed, the first adult seatbelt law ever in New Hampshire.
And, yeah, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, it is unfortunate, although it comes up every year. It has a better chance of passage this year, so it's a greater danger than it has been in the past. So it's an important thing to watch. We're going to have a demonstration out in front of the Capitol building, or near the Capitol building, you know, about an hour and a half before the hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
this is such an important issue.
I think
why,
we'll
Mark?
Have a pretty...
Well, because at this point, New Hampshire's probably one of the freest states in the union, and one of those, the very tangible aspects of that freedom is if I don't feel like, if I'm going to be driving down Main Street and I'm not going to get above 25 miles an hour, and I don't feel like putting my seatbelt on that day, I don't have to.
Right.
No cop is going to pull me over and give me a ticket, a $100 ticket for that, as though that, you know, helps society in some way, you know, other than just a...
Teach you a lesson, involuntary
boy. Tax.
Yeah.
You know.
Dave?
My understanding is that actually wearing a seatbelt can make a driver more dangerous. I think it does that for me, although it doesn't make me dangerous. But I know when I'm not wearing a seatbelt, I am so much more cautious. It's very rare for me to not wear one, but for short hops, I might not. And I really do notice a difference in my driving, and I have heard that there are statistics that back that up, that actually seatbelts may actually cause accidents because they get drivers more confident, driving faster, making quicker turns, that sort of thing.
It may be the case. I mean, I wouldn't recommend it necessarily, but that may very well be the case. And also, the statistics show that in Massachusetts, the next state next door, it's like 65% of compliance as far as people wearing seatbelts. Here in New Hampshire, without any mandatory laws, it's 64% compliance.
Big
so
deal.
It's not about safety. It's about income generation. And I hope a lot of people turn out for that event on Monday. And Dave, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Of course, we'll keep you up to date with everything that's going on here and around the world as far as liberty is concerned. More Free Talk Live coming up. You take control of the airwaves. We'll talk the FCC next.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1363. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1363. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1363. 1-800-557-1363.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. If you want to bring up whatever's on your mind, you can. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free SACL CAI line. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You like the show? You want to help support us? Well, then you should buy some stuff at the Free Talk Live store. Store.freetalklive.com is the place to go for all kinds of neat merchandise, including our brand new items that are include the hot-selling 2-gigabyte Free Talk Live multi-gadget, as it has been dubbed, and it's appropriate because it does a lot all in one little device. It's an MP3 player. It's a flash drive. It's an FM tuner. It is also a voice recorder and more. Get all the details on that and all of our other products, including brand new Free Talk Live hoodies, the ladies' t-shirt, the Free Marketeer t-shirt, Free Talk Live brand new beanie cap, and the bottle opener lighter combo. See what I mean? And look at all of our older products at store.freetalklive.com. So, since we've been talking radio about the whole XM controversy, let's talk about the FCC, Mark, since it's the, well, not, don't confuse it with the SEC, which is the Securities Exchange Commission, the regulatory agency we were talking about earlier in this hour. It sounds similar, but it's different. It's the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, the bureaucracy that is entrusted with regulating all of the radio waves and that sort of thing. So what's going on?
Well, this is from ARSTechnica.com by Nate Anderson. The head of the powerful National and Cable Telecommunications Association yesterday called for a dramatic overhaul of the FCC and the entire regulatory framework that governs his industry. Now, I don't understand exactly what I guess telecommunications to some extent would have FCC, but, you know, cable channels aren't regulated by the FCC.
Well, they are. Anything that communicates is regulated by the FCC. It's just that there aren't as many regulations on them.
I see.
As far as content is concerned.
This dramatically different reform is quite simple to describe. Get rid of most regulations, curtail the FCC's power, and stop any government plans to support an a la carte programming, must-carry rules, network neutrality. The market will work all of that out. I'd have to agree.
Absolutely. That's fantastic.
You know, I would like to have a la carte programming. It makes me upsets me that cable channels and DirecTV, they have this these packages that you have to buy. Mm-hmm. But it's only because the FCC is involved. It's only because the FCC regulates who can compete in this marketplace.
Well, that and also local governments are mm-hmm. also constricting the market as far as
they
only
are.
Allowing one cable provider. If there were two or three cable providers plus DirecTV, then you'd have all kinds of interesting
But
choices.
The market's working it out because now there's Fios, They'll be
right.
You'll be watching cable on your through your computer here shortly. It won't be that big of a deal. You'll be able to get what you want.
It's true. The market is doing a fine job of working around the regulations, but it's taking a long time.
Whenever any government agency gets involved, it just costs two or three times what it should, because you've got people that aren't incentivized to do their jobs properly. Sorry, that's just the way that goes. So Kyle McSlaro, head of the NCTA, that's the National Cable Telecommunications Association, has made his proposals in an address to the Media Institute in D.C. yesterday, and he wasted little time in getting to the point. Only minutes into the talk, he said, "I think we're at a time and place where the level and intensity of the competition in the communications marketplace demands that reform be something dramatically different, something that reflects a fundamental change that has and continues to occur in the marketplace." The fundamental change McSlaro is talking about is the alleged massive competition that cable faces in broadband, voice, and video programming, competition that has resulted in cable providing customers extraordinary value. This rising competition means that time for new rules to govern the industry, and McSlaro, fortunately, has some ideas to draw on. Throughout the speech, he mentions the work of the Progress and Freedom Foundation, a strongly market-oriented think tank that is supported in part by the NCTA, Comcast, and Time Warner. The PFF has been working for several years on a Digital Age Communications Act project that counts Ken Starr, Esther Dyson, Dick Armey,
blah blah blah,
among its advisory committee. The DACA project has called for basic change in the structure of the FCC, one that McSlaro supports. In his view, the agency should only have the authority to introduce regulation if it determines that marketplace competition would not adequately protect customers against unfair methods of competition.
Well,
or
it's
unfair
always going to determine that.
Absolutely, because that part I disagree with. I think we just need to do away with the FCC entirely.
100%.
And I wish that Mr. McSlaro would have just come out and said that.
He sounds like he's trying to say that, but he is. I mean, I got to give this guy credit. At least he's actually getting up and talking about the marketplace and saying the FCC needs to be drastically cut back in the things that it can do. As far as industry groups are concerned, that's the most, for lack of a better word, ballsy position that I've heard, because the NAB would never take a position like that. The National Association of Broadcasters, they love the FCC. They think the FCC is their bread and butter, and they want the FCC to stick around so they can protect them from XM and Sirius, which aren't really even threats to local radio. They're not really, because they just can't do the same things that local radio can do. But the NAB acts as though that they're just this nightmare, and the FCC needs to be there to protect them from the competition. And so at least some industry groups understand the benefits of the marketplace and aren't trying to lobby for protectionism for their groups.
Right. He says there should be a presumption against regulation. McSlaro also notes the Internet protocol-based networks are subjected to less regulation than traditional cable and voice service, and calls for regulation to be consistent across all types of services, rather than tie a favorable regulatory treatment to a particular technology. Because it's true. There's different regulations for phone lines, different regulations for cable, there's different regulations for the Internet, and very few for the
Internet. Well, by the time the FCC finishes writing regulations for the Internet will have changed.
Yeah.
So it will be too late.
Government policy should make regulation the exception rather than rule for all communications services. When it comes to specific unbundling regulations that the FCC or Congress are currently considering, things like a la carte cable and network neutrality, McSlaro argues that these ideas are opposed to those who trust in free markets. Bringing the speech home to his initial point, he indicated that the level and intensity of competition in the marketplace has already rendered those theories irrelevant, and an assertion that would be certainly come as news to the network neutrality advocates. Just yesterday, a new customer survey found that cable and satellite had the lowest satisfaction scores of any industry in the country, and that it has, I can't imagine they beat cell phones out, quite honestly, and that it has an element of...
I've always been satisfied with my cell phone service.
Yeah, well, have something go wrong in your bill and then try to deal with those mafia types on the customer service on the other end.
Let's see.
Do those findings fit McSlaro's view of the industry? Perhaps they do. McSlaro argues that complying with the current amount of regulation is costing cable companies valuable time and money that could be freed up to produce more innovation and competition if only most of the regulations were removed. In his view, regulation is the cause of many of industry's problems, but he doesn't want to throw everything overboard. He says the cable companies are happy to comply with narrowly tailored regulations that have have social benefits, such as the Universal Service Fund, the CA,
a tax,
right, and the E-911. I'm not sure what any of those are, but yes.
Emergency 911, that's the tax that they put on your VoIP bill, for instance, your voice over IP, that's what that is.
I see.
So there you go. So, good for him.
Yeah, he's calling for the FCC to be gutted. And now, if you're going to gut it, just kill it off.
Yeah, absolutely. It's useless. The marketplace is going to do a fine job of allocating frequency spectrum. They can do all sorts of amazing things in the marketplace. Why the hell do we need some centralized bureaucrats to tell us what to do?
It's ludicrous, as far as I'm concerned, to think that the people can't figure out where the dial where dial positions would be located and that kind of thing on their own. I mean, it's essentially just a homestead situation. I mean, they're broadcasting on it, they own it, and the courts have handled homesteading issues since we've had courts.
Right. Well, the courts can handle those issues, and also there's just no there's no reason for someone to broadcast over top of someone else who's on an existing frequency, because in order to get other people to hear you, you're going to have to turn up your wattage, which of course is only going to increase your power bill. I mean, it's against market forces to do something like that. Find an open space on the spectrum and broadcast there. Why do you? The idea, and that's the kind of the scare tactic that the pro FCC people are going to use is, if you get rid of the FCC, it'll be chaos on the airwaves.
Well,
and no,
I can. There absolutely is reason to broadcast over your competition, which is you just broadcast jammers or something like that. But you see, there's reason for people to want your property. Period. I mean, it'd be nice to have your land, bulldoze your house off of it, and build something there. That'd be really great. Mm-hmm. But we have ownership. You can establish living here. You can establish owning that. You have a deed. All those kind of things. No big deal. The courts handle these things. They handle property disputes all the time. That's what they're for.
Leave it there. That should be it.
Right. FCC, bunch of meddling busybodies, and Americans generally don't. It's not like Americans use the FCC to establish their ownership of the airwaves.
And not only are they meddling busybodies, but as he alluded to in his statement, that guy, it's the regulations are hindering progress. I mean, we talked about cell phones. People could have had cell phones 20 years earlier if it weren't for the FCC dragging its feet.
It's true.
And who knows what other neat technology we could have. Hour number two is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Moms smoke pot. The numbers are shocking. Coming up.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.